From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Israel's prime minister lashed out at U.S. President Barack Obama Saturday, accusing him of a shameful move at the United Nations over West Bank settlements. Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel rejected a resolution that called for all Israeli settlements in Palestinian areas, including East Jerusalem, to stop. That resolution got the green light after the United States abstained in a Security Council vote on Friday. He said the decision taken at the UN yesterday was part of the swan song of the old world biased against Israel. We are entering a new era, and as the U.S. President-elect Trump said yesterday, this is going to happen much quicker than people think. Although the U.S. opposes the settlements in Palestinian areas, it has traditionally used its veto power as a permanent member of the Security Council to block such resolutions. Russian and Syrian fighter planes continued airstrikes in rebel-held areas Saturday, with at least 5 people killed west of Aleppo and in other areas around Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes on the town of Atareb west of Aleppo killed 5 people. An activist-based Aleppo media center said 7 people died. Residents and rebels said Russian and Syrian jets also staged heavy airstrikes on rebel-held parts of southern and western Aleppo. At least 8 airstrikes also targeted towns in rebel-held Idlib province. The Syrian army took full control of Aleppo earlier this week, but large portions of the city's suburbs remain under rebel control. This is